The 2024 NFL Draft heads to Detroit, and it's time to see who gets the job.
Caleb is a unique and special talent throwing the football.
And what sets them apart.
The Heisman Trophy winner is Jaden Daniels.
All of the greats were hired here.
What a throw by Mahomes.
See who gets the job.
Are you ready?
The 2024 NFL Draft begins Thursday, April 25th on ESPN, ABC, and NFL Network.
Pardon the interruption, but I'm Mike Wilbon. The Braves could win the World Series tonight, Tony. You gonna watch it all?
I'm Tony Kornheiser. Absolutely, if they can wrap it up in 54 minutes. Mike, I love baseball. These games are so long.
Four hours, Tony.
Two innings the other night was an hour and a half. It just,
yeah.
And I love baseball.
Yeah.
I will start to watch. I don't think I'm going to feel it. They can fix it. They got to go to a pitch clock. Players don't want to fix it. They don't want to. Welcome to PTI, kids. In today's episode, Odell Beckham Jr. seems frustrated. The Celtics blow a big lead, and the Astros try to push the World Series to a Game 7. But we begin today with college football. The first official rankings come out tonight. We are still in a four-team playoff. So for the purpose of this show, let's us pick our top four. These would be the teams we think should go into the playoffs tonight. This is the fun part, Wilbon. Who you got?
Tony, I know I got Georgia and Michigan State as my top two. What happens after that? I mean, I'm gonna give Cincinnati a little bit of love and have them third. So, but right now, the top two, Georgia and Michigan State. Michigan State's got a difficult game. They got to go play at Ohio State. So this is by no means, you know, etched in anything like concrete. Because, you know, they're likely to lose. I'm certainly rooting for Michigan State. But those are my four. Georgia, this could be Georgia's year.
What is your fourth? What is your fourth? You didn't give me a fourth.
My fourth is Alabama.
Okay. Okay.
So those are my four. Is that going to differ from your four?
A little bit.
Okay.
Just a little bit.
All right.
Georgia and Alabama are one and two to me. And ooh. I know that Alabama lost to Texas A&M, but Alabama has beaten five Power Five teams against schools that do not have a losing record. I think they're headed to play Georgia in the SEC championship. If they win that, they're in the playoff. If they lose, they're out because you're not getting in with two losses. My third team is Michigan State. They are unbeaten. They've won four on the road. And if I'm correct about this, they are unbeaten against ranked teams. And they've got the Heisman Trophy winner.
But you're devaluing my conference. You're devaluing Midwest.
I'm not devaluing it at all. I'm putting a team from your conference in there. I'm just not putting what might be the best team. I have a struggle at four.
Right.
I want to put Oklahoma in, but their margins of victory are too close
narrow
for me.
All skinny.
I think that because I don't think you can be behind Kansas at the half. I don't think that works. Cincinnati has a great win at Notre Dame. It's a great win, but they almost lost to Navy, and I'm a little hesitant with Cincinnati. So what I'm going to do will surprise you because I hate the Pac-12. But I think the best win of the year is Oregon beating Ohio State
in Columbus.
At Ohio State.
Yeah.
So if I had a fourth team right now, my fourth team would be Oregon.
I'm not going to fight you on Oregon. My fourth team was hard, too. Even though it's Alabama, it sounds like it's not hard. It's Alabama. I'm not putting Alabama. I'm not putting them 1-2. I'm not putting Georgia, Alabama 1-2. One of them will get a chance to earn that, and it'll be fine. But Michigan State, Tony, and what they've done and what they've got to do, again, I'm sitting here acknowledging they got to play in the horseshoe as well. That doesn't figure to go well, and then they'll slide down, and they'll be out of the playoff picture as well. But right now, when they unveil that thing tonight, I want to see Georgia and Michigan State 1-2. I don't care about the others as much.
I expect Michigan State in there. I thought about Wake, but they've beaten marginal teams so far. I want to wait to see.
First time they're undefeated. Ever in the top 10.
I want to wait to see if they can beat Clemson.
Right.
You know, but I'm comfortable with those four.
Okay.
I'm comfortable with my four.
Let's move to the drama involving unhappy Browns receiver Odell Beckham Jr. He's just 17 catches this season and only one for 6 yards on Sunday. This morning, Beckham's dad shared a YouTube video on Instagram that highlights play after play of Beckham being open, at some point open, and Baker Mayfield missing him or throwing late or something, all set to the REM song, Everybody Hurts. You probably know that song, Tone. I don't. The Browns didn't trade Beckham by today's deadline, Tony. Do you expect them, all of them, to fix this?
I don't know that there's a repair job on this. This strikes me as really bad right now. I watched that video. For Odell Beckham Sr. to circulate that video with all the music and just time after time after time that Odell Beckham Jr. doesn't get the ball, that's a direct assault on Baker Mayfield. I'm not sure you can necessarily fix that. I guess what the team could do is they could put them together on a podium and they could say, look, we're good and this thing has been overblown. But part of me feels, Mike, that we're back to the same old terrible Cleveland Browns. The Cleveland Browns are the big losers in this. Neither of these players are losers like the team is. It's a terrible circumstance. Odell Beckham Jr. was, maybe still is, a great receiver. Baker Mayfield took that team to the playoffs without him last year. You got to get rid of one of them? I don't know how this works now, Mike.
Tony, this goes to something I've been talking about for years. This goes to coaching, all right? You got these two talents in this room who presumably want to move toward a championship with each other. We don't know of any open dislike or hostility, and I've been told that. But Stefanski, who's been crowned by a lot of people, some at this network, it's your job to get these guys in there, position coaches if you want, could be just the three of you, and say, if this doesn't get done, somebody's going, and it ain't going to be me first.
Yeah.
I'm going to throw one of you out or put you on the bench. But you know what? Coaching ain't that good anymore in the NFL. Not in the corner office, where guys get paid that kind of money, Tony, to take on that kind of task, and they don't do it.
Here's the terrible problem here. You can put them on the field together, and anytime Odell Beckham doesn't get the ball, you're going to reprise this entire song.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's going to be toxic. It's going to be toxic. I'm not sure maybe it's fixable. I'm not sure at the present time it's fixable. Let's get to another interesting, maybe not fixable story. The Boston Celtics lost again last night, and they are now 2-5.
To the Bulls.
And they lost this game in terrible fashion. They were up 18 on Chicago halfway
19.
Through the third quarter. From that point on, well, you know better than I,
19.
Boston was outscored 59-27.
Yeah.
And that's a 32-point swing in 18 minutes. After the game, Marcus Smart said the team's two best players, Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown, don't want to pass the ball. Direct quote. Wilbon, Smart's comment, big deal, little deal, no deal.
Huge deal. Huge deal, Tony. I'm watching this game last night because that's what I do. The rest of you can watch that smelly football game if you want. I was watching this game. And the Bulls outscored them 39-11 in the fourth quarter. And Tatum and Brown, their two best players, did nothing. And after the game, to sit there and see a player like Marcus Smart, Tony, that was a cold-blooded but calculated and I think accurate comment. So you have, is the comment accurate? Yeah. Should he have been making it publicly last night? Probably not. You probably ought to do it in the locker room first if he hasn't already. Jason Tatum is shooting 39%, 26 points a game, but he's jacking it up. Jaylen Brown averaging 27 points a game. These two guys take a lot of shots, and they should. They're stars. They're great players. But the Celtics have won two games this season. They look dreadful in some of these games. The Bulls trashed them last night, just ran them off the court defensively. These are great players, Tony. Marcus Smart is on to something. What do they do about it? I don't know, because Marcus Smart's only shooting 29% himself.
So let's go to what we just talked about with Odell Beckham Jr. and Baker Mayfield and the thought that maybe one of them had to go. Maybe at some point either Jaylen Brown or Jason Tatum is going to have to go if they continue to sink in the standings, and they've been there together for a bunch of years now. I watched the comments this morning by Marcus Smart. They were not pouty.
No.
They were not angry.
No, calculated.
They were analytical as if he were coaching the team.
Yep.
He is the point guard. He wants to pass them the ball, but he can't if they never give him the ball at any point. They were a combined 2 points in the fourth quarter last night, a combined 1-for-10. I agree with you. This is a big deal. Now, that's an organization at the moment in flux. Danny Ainge was a real good general manager, and he's gone.
New GM.
Brad Stevens, I thought, was a good coach, but he's the GM. I don't know if he's a good GM.
Yeah.
I don't know if the new coach is a good coach at all. But you want to talk about coaching in the NFL, it's on this coach.
Yes, it is.
It's on this guy in his first 2 weeks,
Tony,
to make this right.
But in basketball, where there are fewer guys and the stars, you point out, often coaches the team, what you say about LeBron every year for the past 16, or maybe it's 18, I lose track. I'm looking at the other players on that team, like Horford and Schroeder, and I'm looking at point totals, 14 a game, which are not awful. Maybe there clearly needs to be more balance, all right? Because these two great wings, Tatum and Brown, they're not getting it done. And they got some scar tissue because they've lost playoff games and series that you look back on now and say, you know what? I know you guys were young, but you probably shouldn't have lost them. I don't – Ime Udoka, a rookie coach, is going to fix this in the NBA? Huh. It's a star-driven
you
league,
gotta
not
try.
A coach-driven
That's
league.
That's your job. You know what? Or as Jerry Glanville said, you're not for long.
Not for long.
You got to fix something
Man.
Like this.
Wow.
And you can't have your two star players pouting about calls on the field.
And they did a lot of that all the time.
Let's take a break. Yeah. Coming up, Max Fried has been struggling. So should the Braves feel confident about his start in tonight's game 6?
And are the Chiefs on the upswing after that win over that Giants team? Hell no.
Well, you didn't watch it. You were watching the Celtics.
I got the modern wonder of more than one TV, which apparently is not available.
How many eyes you got?
Because you're like in,
you have more eyes
you're like
than
in
others?
1960.
Pardon the interruption is presented by Guinness. Game time is Guinness time. Please drink responsibly. Part of Happy Hour.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HOURENERGY.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HOURENERGY.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
PTI fans, listen up. Have you heard you can listen to episodes of this very show ad-free on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership? That's right. All your favorite PTI episodes can be heard on Amazon Music ad-free. But that's not all. You can listen to other top podcasts like The Low Post and First Take ad-free as well. They also have your favorite shows like The Daily, Part of My Take, and Up First, all without ads. You know what this means? Uninterrupted listening, so no more cliffhangers. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts, so we know they definitely have something for you. And it's already included in your Prime membership. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app for free or go to Amazon.com/PTI. That's Amazon.com/PTI to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Welcome back to Pardon the Interruption, presented by Guinness, part of Happy Hour.
It's time for Toss Up. Two men enter, one man leaves, finishes the show, then wraps himself in a blanket because he discovered today that the heat doesn't work in his house. Crop Metcalf, please come. What's first?
Toss up. How should the Braves feel about starting Max Fried tonight? Cautious or confident?
Well, I don't think they could have a lot of confidence right now because Fried has given up 13 earned runs in the last 15 and two-thirds innings that he's pitched. And we know Houston can hit. So one thing we know, they led the majors in hitting in terms of runs scored. I called Richard Justice today. He was on my podcast. He knows more about baseball than both of us, Mike. And I said, strategically, should Atlanta go all in on 6 or should they bag 6 if it's not working out and wait for 7? He said, you go all in on 6. That's what you have to do. You don't want 7 at all. You don't want it on the road at all. I thought they could wait for 7 because they got Ian Anderson and they'd have a rested back half of the bullpen then. But you know what? If it's 1-1 or 2-2 or 3-3, say in the 6th, then I think Atlanta's got to go all in.
Well, you know what's interesting about this go all in stuff? Do you know that the home team, and you talk about like you're favoring the Astros, apparently, and I heard this during one of the telecasts, the home team hasn't won the World Series at home since 2013. So it's been a little while. You know, teams are winning on the road. Maybe there's too much
really?
Pressure on teams to win on. We got two living examples here. Your Nationals and my Cubs both won the World Series on the road
on the road, by the way,
since 2013. Tony, you can't be confident about anything you throw out there anymore because none of these clubs are even committed in the way we think of commitment to a starting pitcher, to the starting pitcher. They all want to throw bullpen days. There's no telling what they'll do. Yeah. They'll get a guy after he's given up no hits. He can have a perfect game into the sixth, and they'll just yank him. So I'm not going to try and be predictive. They have no idea, so how should we?
They have no idea. This is the new Wilbon, not predictive.
And by the way, what happened to your air conditioning? I thought it was your air conditioning and that was broken.
That was in the summer.
Huh?
That was in the summer. I don't need air conditioning now. It's 37 degrees in my house.
Next. What's up?
Toss up. The Chiefs beat the Giants last night. So are things looking up or looking down?
Things are looking up because they won. Okay, they have lost, and I want to get these teams accurately. They've already lost to Baltimore, to Buffalo, to Tennessee, and the Chargers. Those are good teams. Those are teams that all could be in the playoffs. But you know, Mike, this isn't tennis where a good loss means something. Losses don't help you at all.
No, they don't.
And so you got to only take the wins and look up at the wins. Now, was it a great win? Not at all.
No.
Mahomes once again was intercepted. That's his seventh straight game with an interception and 10 interceptions this year. They had like 12 penalties for over 100 yards. It was their fourth straight game where they had two or more turnovers. So it's not a pretty win, but you have to look. You have to look up. You can't look down. You don't have to look way up because the Giants stink, but you have to look up a little because they won.
Tony, if you just even forget the score, you just look at the way the two teams played, would you think there was anything to look up about at the way Kansas City played last night? No, there wasn't.
Not at the way.
They were dreadful, okay? And great coaches, and Andy Reid has been one of those for a long time, for the vast majority of his career. He's been somewhere between really good and sometimes great. Great coaches, no matter what they say publicly, they go in the film room and they go in that locker room and they look at these guys and say, you stunk. Let's get this together. We are defending champs once removed. Let's get this together. There's no pretense. They were dreadful.
Do you know what their next three games are, Kansas City?
Yeah, I do.
Packers, Raiders, Cowboys. That is a tough stretch. That's it. Let's take one last break, but still to come, Scottie Pippen, your boy, takes another shot at Michael Jordan.
Phillip Rivers would listen to an offer from the Saints. Should they make one? What did I say going into the last segment? Hell no. Hell no. No.
Do you think that... Do you have Pippen's ear? Because you ought to get in his ear and say enough. Enough. Taking shots at everyone.
I have angst over this topic.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today. The number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus! Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's L-E-C-T-R-I-C ebikes.com.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Pardon the Interruption is presented by Guinness. Game time is Guinness time. Please drink responsibly. Part of Happy Hour.
Happy time, people. Happy 30th birthday, Jimmy Garoppolo. Let's hope he doesn't fall down the stairs and get hurt if he has a birthday party.
That's cool. He gets hurt a lot. That's cool.
Garoppolo missed 13 games in 2018. He missed 10 games in 2020. He's missed one this year. The only year Garoppolo played all 16 in San Francisco was 2019, and the 49ers went to the Super Bowl, and that's the conundrum. Garoppolo is 25-11 as a starter in San Francisco, though only 6-6 lately, but you can't trust him to be available. That's why the 49ers drafted Trey Lance this year, as a short-term and probably long-term answer if Garoppolo isn't ready to play. Garoppolo made a splash the minute the Patriots traded him to the 49ers in 2017. He went 5-0, prompting people to say Bill Belichick was crazy to trade him. How crazy exactly? Belichick went to the Super Bowl that year and the next with Tom Brady. Perhaps you've heard of him.
Yeah, Tony, the San Francisco quarterback situation is so strange. They get rid of number 7, they just put him on ice forever, and the whole league does. And maybe now it would have been better to have a great backup than have a guy who might start in 2, 3, or 5 years. So maybe the 49ers, when it comes to quarterback, just don't know what the hell they're doing anymore. The franchise of Joe Montana and Steve Young. Thank you for playing the game.
Happy anniversary, Chicago Cubs. On this day 5 years ago, the Cubs won their first World Series in 108 years. They did it in extra innings, and they did it in Cleveland, winning the last 3 games of the series, the last 2 on the road. The manager of that team was Joe Maddon. The stars of that team were Chris Bryant, Anthony Rizzo, Javi Baez, Dexter Fowler, Addison Russell, Jake Arrieta, John Lester, Kyle Schwarber. They're all gone now, scattered. I'm from a city where championships are common. Nobody in New York waited 108 years for anything except maybe a parking space. The most heartwarming thing I learned about the Cubs winning was that sons and daughters and grandchildren took the newspaper to the grave sites of their departed mothers and fathers and grandparents and read the account of that win at their graves, believing someone might hear it and be happy, and that is so lovely.
Tony, I didn't have to go and do that, but by the way, there were people with radios playing the game in the game broadcast in those cemeteries. My mother, who had somehow defied last rites a few months earlier, made it at 90 years old, made it long enough to hear the Cubs and watch the Cubs on TV win. I was there. Other than the birth of my son, I'm being careful, I know what I'm saying. Other than the birth of my son, I think it's the greatest, most enjoyable day and night of my life.
Happy trails to Philly fans treating Damian Lillard like a foe. Portland was in Philadelphia last night to play the Sixers. As usual, the Portland starters were booed during introductions. But when Lillard was introduced, Philly fans cheered. They clearly want Lillard on the team. They want to trade Ben Simmons for him. Lillard said of the cheating, quote, "I thought it was funny. I know what it's about, but I'm a trailblazer. I appreciate the love. I appreciate the respect they showed, but I'm 10 toes in Rip City. And I've said that time and again," unquote. Twice during the game, Philly fans chanted, "We want Lillard." Lillard said, "Yeah, I heard it. It's a city of brotherly love. They showed the brothers some love." Lillard's coach Chauncey Billups heard it too, and he said, quote, "When they were saying, 'We want Lillard,' I was saying, 'We do too.'"
A lot of us who cover basketball have asked Dame Lillard about this in recent months and months, and this is the answer he gives. And it is, he is such a stand-up dude, Tony. And you know, I love Damian Lillard, I do. Do not love the people in the city of brotherly love nearly as much as I love Dame Lillard. And I hope if he goes somewhere, and I admire his stance, that he doesn't wind up there.
Quick to the big finish. Sam Farmer of the LA Times reports that Phillip Rivers hasn't heard from the Saints, but he would listen should they call.
No. Georgia Southern is hiring former USC coach Clay Helton. Is he a good fit?
I have absolutely no idea. I know he was not a particularly good fit down the road at USC, though his record was good. In an excerpt in GQ of his new book, Scottie Pippen says of Michael Jordan in The Last Dance, quote, "He couldn't have been more condescending if he tried," unquote. Is your account, your thoughts?
I don't have any thoughts. 6 rings, that's my thought. It would take 10 episodes to just examine maybe that relationship. We're not going there. Midweek Maction starts tonight. 3 games. You intrigued?
I'm going to watch the World Series for as long as I can. Last one, Bucks Friday in their 3-game losing streak at Detroit tonight. Do you like their chances?
No DiVincenzo, no Holiday, no Lopez, no Milton? No, I like Detroit's chances. I really do.
We're out of time. Try and do better the next time. I'm Tony Kornheiser.
I'm Mike Wilbon. Same time tomorrow, knuckleheads. You can get the PTI podcast on the ESPN app or Apple Podcasts. And now, here's SportsCenter.
I gotta get some heat in this house. It's gonna be 32 in the morning. I gotta get some heat.